Blog Talk Radio.
My wish came true.
Day until about 10 minutes ago, and then the wind picked up and started blowing everything all over the place. I have luckily cleaned up the yard a bit of the stuff that just kind of got thrown here and thrown there when I moved in. I finally got all of it taken care of and in a place where it can live, at least until I get a shed. So I got that done before the wind came up. That's a good thing. And I've identified some things that need to go to the dumpsters, and they won't fit in my car. So I'm going to probably have to hire somebody to come and take them. Maybe a neighbor will take them when they take their garbage. That would be nice. We'll see. I'm not going to worry about it. It's lived where it is for years because it's in really terrible shape, so it won't hurt it to live there a while longer. But anyway, guys, how are you this Thursday? Are you ready for spring? You know what? I went on a walk today and saw the first daffodils in bloom. And when I went to town yesterday to get my license tabs and new license plate and everything, there was a whole field of them. Yep, somebody's front yard ended in a slope down to the street, and that whole slope was blooming daffodils. Bright yellow. Oh, it was so nice. It was so nice. Kind of picked up my mood because, it's been kind of a bummer. Sometimes life just don't seem so wonderful. You know, sometimes it just don't. And seeing those daffodils yesterday sure helped. And made me want to run to the store and buy some seeds, but I didn't have time. I only had time to get my license tabs and my license plate and transfer my title. The title's coming in the mail. But I am now officially a Georgia resident. I am a Georgia peach. Huh. I wonder if that's good. No, don't answer that. Don't answer that. Because somebody sure shooting is going to say, I don't know. I'd have to taste it. You know, and it would just depend on who that was as to whether I was going to be game for it or not. But, hey, you know what? It kind of, driving around yesterday, kind of brought home how similar this countryside is to places of North Idaho where I have lived. It doesn't have the great big huge tamaracks and the great big huge cedar trees and the humongously huge pine trees, but it has pine trees, and they're not little. You know, they're decent size, and it's got other trees too. So they're all over. I passed logging trucks yesterday. Oh, that felt good. That was like home. You know, guys, it helped. It really helped. I got to not hole up in a cave here all the time. I got to get out and kind of explore something, especially when I have GPS to get me out of it and get me home. I took a couple different ways yesterday. It was good, and it was good for me. I just need to do that. I don't want to slide down that banister into the basement, if you know what I mean. So we don't want to go there. But, hey, hello, Sue. How are you, darling?
Well, I'm here.
That's true.
I'm trying to get better every day. That's all I can do right now. So,
well, that's
anyway,
all
I'm
any
glad
of us can do.
Down and got your things taken care of.
Yes, and all the other errands I had planned to do, it was like by the time I got through the line and got my tabs and license plates and stuff done, I didn't have any energy left to go wandering around some store. Besides, the closest one was 7 miles away in a little town like Sparta. Yeah, and that's like, okay, is that accurate or not? Probably not, because when I asked it the first time to get me from Sparta, where I was at the tax commission office, and I asked it to get me home to my address, it told me it was 3.1 miles.
Oh.
Wrong. It's 31 miles. So,
oh, goodness.
You know, they don't have very good mathematicians in their map reading department. So.
That's fine.
It is kind of funny, especially since I know they're wrong. So I don't believe them, which does help. Because if you set out and you expect a 4-mile trip and you end up going 30 miles, you are bound and determined that you are lost out in La La Land somewhere. And that's not a good thing. That really is not a good thing. I mean, all the untrue stories that you hear about being lost in the woods in Georgia or the Appalachian Hills at night. They just kind of all hit your head at once. So I make it a point to get home before dark until at least I know where I am. Because there's no light to show you the way out there. There's no street lights. There's no lights on the highway. All you got your headlights. And if you don't know the way, you are in deep doo-doo. So I make sure I get home before dark. And that's another reason I didn't go to the store, because if I go to the store, it's going to take me 2 hours. And that's a minimum. I can spend $60 and take 2 hours to do it. So I decided it was probably better to just go home. Just go home. So I did.
Well,
and it was good. It was good. Oh, yeah. And I got part of my front porch cleaned off, and I'm ready to organize the main, you know, the covered part of the porch, organize that for storage and sitting. And I'm going to set up a sitting area on the uncovered part out front of that goes down steps and get all that taken care of. Just, I've got one pile of boxes left, and I'm just going to toss it over the rail, and then I can pick it up and put it in the car and take it to the dumpsters next time I go. And then that'll be done. All I have to do is organize the main part. And that feels pretty good, getting up to there.
Good.
And I've only got 4 boxes and a trunk left in the back bedroom to undo, and then some things that I've already unpacked I need to combine. Consolidate is a good word. So I'm going to do that. So I got a lot done yesterday.
Sounds like you're busy.
I got a lot done yesterday, and my wrist hurts like the right now.
Sorry.
It's, well, you know, you just do stupid things and realize later maybe you shouldn't have done that, you know, like moving all that stuff and slinging garbage up over the side of a dumpster that's taller than you are. Well, that wouldn't be hard to do, but anyway, it's a chore slinging them up there. And I don't know. I'm just stubborn. I know it. I am just stubborn. There were three guys and another lady standing around talking not too far from where I was throwing garbage. I could have asked for help, and they would have helped me. It's Georgia.
Yeah, certainly.
They, but
right.
I didn't. I said, oh, Jenny, buck up. Get some stiff in that spine. You can do it. Well, I did it, but I regretted it. I did. It still hurts today. It's swollen again on one side. But, you know,
oh,
I expect that stuff. It'll get better.
Well, it'll get better in time.
My
leg will get better in time, and you're
exactly.
Get better, too.
Yeah. I didn't restrain it. I didn't re-break it. I just irritated it. Irritated the out of me, too, at the same time. But, you know, that's all right. It'll go away. It's all fixable. It's all fixable. I can get a bottle of crazy glue, and I have some super glue, crazy gorilla super glue. I can get some super glue and just forget the brace, just pour it all over my wrist and let that stuff dry. By the time that wears off,
that might get in your bloodstream.
Well,
I don't think I would do that.
No, it won't. When it dries, it doesn't go anywhere. But by the time that stuff wears off, my wrist will be healed.
Well, that's true, too, you know. I don't know how much of that would fade each shower you took, though.
I don't know. I have no idea if Gorilla Glue is impervious to hot water or not. I really don't want to try it.
No, I think you need to pass on that idea. Jenny, please don't do that.
Just keep the dang graystone and take it off for a couple hours every day and put some of that arnica salve on it. And then when that soaks all in, put your brace back. Just deal with it, Jennifer, until you heal, you dimmy. You know, nobody else calls me on this stuff. No, I mean, I tell you when you're being stupid, right? I mean, I just come right out and say, Sue, that was a stupid thing to do.
Right.
I just did that. No, I do that. And I wish somebody would tell me that sometimes. I don't have anybody that'll stand up to me and tell me that. But
I've told you you were a couple times.
Well, that's true, but honey, I love you to death, but you're not very forceful.
Oh, well, sorry. I have a soft touch.
You know, I'm used to my mama. What the blazes do you think you're doing, Jennifer? Oh, then I knew I was in trouble. She called me Jennifer. I knew I was in trouble. But, you know, it went away, too. So it's okay. Anyhow, I have some really good songs today. And there are some I haven't heard before, which is absolutely exciting. I just find that so exciting. So I am going to start with one that I have not heard before, and it impressed me so much that I quit uploading my music, learned that song, and recorded it. It took me like 40 minutes is all. So I'm going to play.
Well, that's not bad.
No, it's not. That shows that it was suited to me, or I was suited to it, or we belong together, whatever. Anyway, I'm going to play, John sent me Vic Damone's version, and I'm going to play that, and then later in the show, I'll play you guys my version. Okay, so right now here is Vic Damone doing a song called When I Dream, and John sent this morning.
I could have a mansion that is higher than the trees. I could have all the gifts I want and never ask please. I could fly to Paris. All that's at my beck and call. Why do I go through life with nothing at all? But when I dream, I dream of you. But when I dream, I dream of you. Maybe someday you will come true. I can be a singer or the clown in every room. I can even call someone and take her to the moon. I can put my makeup on and drive the crowd insane. I can go to bed alone and never know her name. But when I dream, I dream of you. You will come true. But when I dream, I dream of you. Maybe someday you will come.
I love that song. I really do. I had never heard it before this morning, but I fell in love with it. It's fantastic.
I've heard it. It is a beautiful song.
Very it pretty. Is. It is gorgeous. And quite a few people have done it. It's not like it's been sitting in obscurity. I just never heard it. I listen in a different realm, I guess. But there's nothing wrong with that either. It's okay. It's okay. Okay, I have a song I'm going to play that Gwen requested. She may still be listening. She may not have actually lain down yet. So I'm going to play this for her. This is her request, Something Told Me. It's by Cilla Black. And Here you go, Gwen.
Something tells me something's gonna happen tonight. I read in the papers that Gemini people will make it tonight. The stars will be shining, my sign is aligning with love. So come on and make it, let's take everything.
That I really don't know anything about Cilla Black or her music, but that was a good song. I liked that. I'm going to play now. Victoria sent me 3 songs. I'm sorry, honey, that's not happening. So I am going to play the last song that Victoria sent me, and it's by Jay and the Americans. And it's Come a Little Bit Closer. And it was actually, believe it or not, a country hit a few years back. So here you go.
In a little cafe just the other side.
Come a little bit closer, you're my kind of man, so big and so strong,
cafe was empty. Then I heard Jose say, man, you know you're in trouble plenty. So I dropped my drink from my hand, and through the window I ran. And as I rode away, I could hear her say to Jose, yeah, come a little bit closer, you're my kind of man. So big and so strong, come a little bit closer. I'm all alone, and the night is so long.
Love it. I always liked that song. That was like a do a chair dance whenever it came on. I don't know why. I could have stand up and gone crazy if I wanted to. I was the only one in the office 99% of the time. But I observed the social mores and behaved myself. Dang, I missed a whole lot of fun. You know what? I really did. That's okay. Oh, too late now. Of course, I could still show up. I still have a key to the front door.
Well,
it's just a long way to go to embarrass somebody, though, so I'm not going to do that. Yet.
Yet.
No.
Not.
No, in actuality, I will never go back to Arizona, at least not on my own. There's nobody there I want to visit, you know? There just isn't. So why bother going back someplace I don't want to go?
Or you have no reason to, really.
No, I don't.
Not at
I don't.
All.
No, I don't. The lady that I call mom lives there. Not my mama, but a lady that I got close, so close to, I call her mom. She lives in Montana.
Mm-hmm.
But she's in Arizona for the winter, so I can go see her in Montana in the summer, okay, if I want to. Or she has said that she will come and see me sometime. She'll just pop up and surprise me. Well, she won't be able to find my house, so that's not going to happen. But she has a good heart, though. She has a good heart. And my other friends live in upstate New York. And I keep trying to talk them into swinging by through Georgia, either on their way to Arizona or on their way back to New York, because they own a house in Georgia. I haven't convinced them yet, but who knows, maybe someday, and maybe not. You can't ever tell. So we'll see. But yeah, she's like a sister to me. We're very close. And they were the only people I got really, really close to in Arizona. And besides my ex-fiancé, and I'm certainly not going to go to Arizona to see him, so that don't matter. And I'm not inviting him out to my house either. So never mind that one. But I can go to Idaho. I can go to, well, I do have a cousin in South Carolina, but I haven't seen him since he was like 10 years old, so I don't think that counts. And but I have family in Spokane. I have family in Lewiston. I have family in Moscow. Spokane's Washington. The others are Idaho. So I will be taking vacations back to Idaho and renting a car and rampaging over the countryside. I know my way around that countryside, and maybe that's not such a good idea for them, but, you know, whatever. And, okay, I want to let John know that I found that Paperboy song, honey. Once I knew it was by Roy Orbison, it was really easy to find. So here we go with Roy Orbison from 1959 singing Paperboy.
Paper boy, I've
Oh my gosh. He was pretty young in 1959. I mean, Elvis was too, but with Roy Orbison, it's difficult until you get used to it. It's difficult to say emphatically, yes, that's Roy. Once mm-hmm. you get used to it and you hear the nuances of his voice and everything, yeah, that is Roy Orbison, but he's such a baby. You should
that's
see
true.
The picture that goes with that. Oh, Lordy, he was a baby. He really was. He was still slender, and it was like, okay, when does he start looking like Roy Orbison?
Oh,
it wasn't yet. It wasn't in 1959. It took him a little while longer to really look like Roy Orbison that we are used to seeing pictures of. But it was kind of interesting. I got a kick out of it. You guys should do that. Look up Paperboy by Roy Orbison and the 1959 version, and see what he looked like in 1959. It's very, very interesting. Very interesting. Okay, here's an Elvis song that John sent me. And I've always loved this song. This is like, oh yeah, let's go. Let's go. The river and the grass and, yeah, let's go. This is, and the grass won't pay no mind. Take 1, 3, and 5.
Hello, hello, hello.
And the time will...
We're rolling.
Do you want earphones, Bobby?
Bobby needs the phone.
Right here. Over the wall.
Bobby,
okay.
on my face as in a dream. And the time will be our time, and the grass won't fade. Saying nothing, lying where the sun is baking down upon our sides. My lips touch you with their soft wet kiss.
Explain one more, huh?
The shit out of me, man.
Woods, you didn't come in that time like you did the time before, man. We're off.
Listen easy, you can hear God calling, walking barefoot by a stream. Come unto me, your hair softly falling on my face as in a dream. And the time will be our time, and the grass won't pay no mind. Saying nothing, lying where the sun is baking down upon our sides. My lips touch you with their soft wet kisses, your hands gentle in reply. And the time will be our time, and the grass won't be no mind. Child, touch my soul with your cries, and the music will know what we found. I hear 100 goodbyes, but today I hear only one sound. The moment we're living is now. Now, 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 now.
We're on.
You mean the whole thing?
The rhythm was getting off.
Never satisfied. It's always something, right? And you know, and the only solution when somebody scares you bad enough, they scare the shit out of you, all you, the only thing you can do is to go and change your shorts and then come and try it again. At least you can't do that a second time right away. That's something my Aunt Ginger would have said. Yes, she had red hair. And her name was Virginia, and I was named after her. And yeah. Well, you get the gist. You get the gist. Anyway, here is a song that I recorded. When did I record this? The day before Valentine's Day. It wasn't intended as a Valentine's. I saw the song on the sidebar, and I needed to do it. One I needed to do. I don't know if you guys have even heard it yet. I'll tell you who did it after it's over, but I don't know. I think it's a decent job. I've been told it was good. You guys judge. You guys figure it out. The song is called No One Else on Earth.
I've been around.
I got my senses, I never let them down. When it comes to love, I keep my senses, I don't get kicked around. I shivered once, you broke into my soul. The damage is done now, I'm out of control. How did you get to me? No one else on earth could ever hurt me, break my heart the way you do. No one else on earth was ever worth it. No one can love me like, no one can love me like you. No one, not like you. You make me want you anytime you want to. You're burning me alive. I can't deny you even when I catch you weaving a weak alibi. 'Cause when the night falls, you make me forget your love is killing me, and it ain't over yet. How did you get to me? No one else on earth could ever hurt me, break my heart the way you do. No one else on earth was ever worth it. No one can love me like, no one can love me like you. Play, magic finger. I shivered once, you broke into my soul. The damage is done now, I'm out of control. How did you get to me? No one else on earth could ever hurt me, break my heart the way you do. No one else on earth was ever worth it. No one can love me like, no one can love me like, no one else on earth could ever hurt me, break my heart the way you do. No one else on earth was ever worth it. No one can love me like, no one can love me like you. Not like you. No one else on earth was ever worth it. No one can love me like, no one like you. No one like you.
Was a bit different. I had so much fun doing that. That was great. And believe it or not, that is a song by Wynonna Judd. I never thought I could sing her stuff. But yeah, I still got some practicing on a little bit of technique that I want to try. But that was fun. I really did enjoy doing that. That was fun. Okay, now that that's done, we're going on to the next thing, and J.D.
Is it really? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
We're going to do a song by J.D. It's called Old Man River, and John sent this morning, Old Man River, and I love this song, and J.D. doing it, oh, my goodness sakes, it's going to melt you into a puddle, girls. Here we go.
That old man river,
Can't even begin to get that low. I am not even going to try.
I know.
Because
unbelievable, isn't it?
Oh,
amazing.
Man. He starts singing that low. You find yourself leaning forward so you can catch every note.
Mm-hmm.
And every progression of every note. And it's sometimes, are you going to stall? Are you going to stall? Don't stall. Don't crack. Keep going. Keep. And he does it. And it's like, whew.
Wow.
Then you can breathe again. And I've never listened to anybody like him. What's his name? The other bass that sang for Elvis for a while. He didn't hold a candle to JD. You know, he was good. And his voice was beautiful. But nothing like JD. Nothing like JD.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Whew. Now that that's done, take a deep breath, kids. You need more oxygen here. Now this one, yeah, really, exactly. The song I'm going to play now is one that John sent me this morning as well. And I think it was this song he was referencing when he said that it was one of the first records he ever bought. I think that's cool. I think that's cool. So here's Billy Eckstein. And, John, tell me if I'm wrong, okay? It's Billy Eckstein and Sarah Vaughan doing Passing Strangers. This is a cool song. It kind of says never give up. Never give up until you're dang good and ready to give up.
We seem like passing strangers now. How can you hurry by?
There were never two who
We were so inseparable. Now you're acting very strange. The hands I used to touch don't even wave hello. How I miss your lips, you'll never know.
If you would only turn to me, speak my name just once more, you might find right there and then.
Strangers can be lovers again.
Into the showers. I love that. Is fantastic duet material. I love that. That's a beautiful song. Makes you stop and think, don't it? Even after you've broken up, sometimes the breakup don't stick. And in some cases, that's a good thing. In other cases, it's like, oh, get off of me. I need some vinegar. You know,
true,
give me that nail polish. Give me that nail polish remover. I gotta get this sticky off me. Yeah, been there. Thank you, God, not too often, but often enough to get squashed. You know, that's man. Once your heart's been squashed, you're a little gun shy, for sure, and sometimes a lot gun shy. But hey, you know what? I'm going to play one of Elvis' favorite songs, Clarence Carter, Patches.
I was born and raised down in Alabama on a farm way back up in the woods. I was so ragged that folks used to call me Patches. Papa used to tease me about it, cause deep down inside he was hurt cause he'd done all he could. My papa was a great old man. I can see him with a shovel in his hand. See, education he never had. He did wonders when the times got bad. The little money from the crops he raised barely pays the bills we made. Old life had kicked him down to the ground. When he tried to get up, life would kick him back down. One day, Papa called me to his dying bed, put his hands on my shoulders, and in tears he said, he said, Patches, I'm depending on you, son, to pull the family through. Later, Papa passed away, and I became a man that day. So I told Mama I was gonna quit school, but she said that was Daddy's strictest rule. So every morning before I went to school, I fed the chickens and I chopped wood too. Sometimes I felt that I couldn't go on. I wanted to leave, just run away from home. But I would remember what my daddy said, with tears in his eyes on his dying bed. He said, Patches, I'm depending on you, son. I've tried to do my best. It's up to you to do the rest. Then one day a strong rain came and washed all the crops away. And at the age of 13, I thought I was carrying the weight of the whole world on my shoulders. And you know mama knew what I was going through, 'cause every day I had to work the field, 'cause that's the only way we got our meals. See, I was the oldest of the family, and everybody else depended on me. Every night I heard my mama pray, Lord, give him strength to make another day. So years have passed and all the kids were grown. They just took mama to a brand new home. Lord knows, people, I shed his tears, but my daddy's voice helped me through the years. Thank God, I'm dependent on your son to pull the family through. My son, it's all left up to you. Oh, I can feel your papa's voice say, Patrick, I'm dependent on your son. I've tried to do my best. It's up to you.
Man, I remember when that song came out. My sister and I had curtained off our space in the basement rec room for our bedrooms. And we had room for our bed and a dresser, and that was about it. We had a closet over somewhere else in the laundry room, I think. And I was sitting on my bed doing my homework one night when I very first heard that song. It just come out. And it's one of those songs that, man, you can get hooked on that song right away. You really can. If you grew up in a poor family, that song just latches onto your heart. It really does. So it did. And I've loved that song ever since. And now I have found out that is one of Elvis' favorite songs. So, you know, I had to play that. I had to. It was just... I couldn't have slept tonight if I hadn't played that, you know? It just gets to you. I tried to name Apache Patches, and he wouldn't answer to it. He looked at me like I was crazy and just looked away and started watching other things going on. And I tried Patch. He looked at me and went, no, you're nuts, and started looking around. But as soon as I said, is your name Apache? Then he looked at me and he picked up and his tail come up and his ears come up. So, yeah, that's how he got his name. He named himself. That's how his name got to be Apache. Great. Yeah, you just try different things. His name was Gus when I adopted him. Hmm. And that was not going to fly. That just was not going to fly.
No, I don't think that's
no.
At all.
No. But, yeah, he liked the name Apache, and he answered to it right away. So I thought, okay, that's a good idea. We'll let the dog name himself. It's good. He's laying here right now sleeping like a log, and he snores sometimes. And his mouth is just a little bit open to where the tip of his tongue is hanging out. He's laying on his side, and I thought, no, 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 no. Too much like my easy dog did when he died. I can't do that. And so I scratched his tummy. So he shifted and moved a little bit. And now he's right back on his side again with his mouth just open, his tongue hanging out a little bit. And I figured out if you want to bug him without waking him up, all I got to do is use my toe to tickle that tongue.
Oh, how funny.
He kind of lifts his snout up off the floor about an eighth of an inch, you know. And he'll go, and then he goes back to it's just funny as a crutch. It's just funny as a crutch. Anyway, I got a kick out of that. That made me laugh. So I just thought I'd let you in on the humor. not a whole lot of humor, just a little humor. But, you know, hey, when it's animal-based, it seems to be bigger than it really is. So okay. John sent me a song here this morning that really is a beautiful song, and it's done by Heartland. And it's actually, people think it's a love song. It's not a love song, not as a man to a woman kind of love song, This is a father singing about the daughter who's getting married. And this is what he's telling her husband, okay? So listen to it in that context. You're still going to cry, but go ahead and listen to it in that context.
Look at the two of you dancing that way, lost in the moment and each other's face. So much in love, you're alone in this place, like there's nobody else in the world. I was enough for her not long ago. I was her number one, she told me so. And she still means the world to me, just so you know. So be careful when you hold my girl. Time changes everything, life must go on. I'm not gonna stand in your way. I loved her first, I held her first, and a place in my heart will always be hers. From the first breath she breathed, when she first smiled at me, I knew the love of a father runs deep. And I prayed that she'd find you someday, but it's still hard to give her away. I loved her first. How could that beautiful woman with you be the same freckle face kid that I knew, one that I read all those fairy tales to, and tucked into bed all those nights? And I knew the first time I saw you with her, it was only a matter of time. I loved her first, I held her first, and a place in my heart will from the first breath she breathed, when she first smiled at me. I knew the love of a father runs deep. And I prayed that she'd find you someday, but it's still hard to give her away. I loved her first. From the first breath she breathed, when she first smiled at me, I knew the love of a father runs deep. Someday you might know what I'm going through, when a miracle smiles up at you. I loved her first.
Oh, yeah. You can see that, can't you? You can see a dad telling his daughter that. And then behind her back, he's going to catch her new husband and say, you ever hurt her, and I am going to break your neck. And I'm going to mess you up right before I do it.
Yeah.
Of course, not my dad. You know, that's... No, my dad was either driving a truck or on a drunk somewhere, and my stepdad didn't want to have anything to do with me because I stood up to him a couple of times. So, hey, I paid for my own wedding. Oh, well, that's all right. My mama bought a cake, and we had a reception in City Park. Didn't turn out so good. But it was, for the people that came, we had fun. It was like a family get-together type of a thing, and that was okay with me. I was fine with that. So that's what that was. Plain, simple, down to earth. take your shoes off and walk through the grass or else you're going to fall on your face. I've had enough of that. I don't like that. So anyway, that I think it's beautiful. A couple of my uncles were like that with my cousins, and it was wonderful. It was wonderful. In fact, one of my uncles did that with me when I was 16 with my future husband at the time. We had gone to another aunt's for Thanksgiving, the whole family, 45 of us getting together. And he was my daddy's big brother. And he took me aside and he says, I got to ask you something. And I said, what's that, Uncle Ed? And he said, how serious is this boy about you? I said, well, we've been talking about getting married, so I guess it's pretty serious. He says, all right, that's fine. But if he ever does anything to hurt you or doesn't go through with his promises, I am going to find him and beat him into a bloody puddle. And I looked at him and I went, okay. I did tell my boyfriend that at the time. I told him that. So seeing his face was sure interesting too.
Wow.
By the time the broken promises were coming along, though, Uncle Ed had died. So that I don't think I would have told him anyway, you know. It was awful sweet of him, though, to step in and do a father's role, because my daddy wasn't around. So I thought that was very sweet of him, but was kind of like, this is the first time I've seen you since I was 9 years old, and you're doing this? I didn't say this. I'm only thinking this. I was brought up to respect my elders, so I would never have said this to an adult, but that's what I was thinking. But I just let it, I just said okay and let it ride, and everything was fine, and nothing ever came of it, so it was cool, you know. But I knew he thought enough of me. He loved me enough as his niece to tell me that. And I thought that was pretty special. That's pretty special, because my daddy never would have done nothing like that. So it was kind of cool to have my uncles around. They were awesome. Okay, next song. That's, you know, songs make strange things come into my mind, guys. You know, you should be used to it by now. After 4 years, you really should be used to it by now. So, hey, that's just what it is. Just slough it off, wash it off, whatever you want to, squeegee it off if it's too sticky, whatever you need to do. Don't worry about it. But here is a country song that Elvis did. And I did this song on open mic one Friday night, and it's just fun to do, you know. And people start swaying, and some of them get up and dance. It's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful. This is a really good song. It's this is take 1 through 3 of Help Me Make It Through the Night.
Take the ribbon, that's not fastened enough, folks. Take the ribbon from your hair, shake it loose, let it fall, laying soft against my skin. Like the shadows on the wall, come and lay down by my side till the early morning light. All I'm taking is your time. Help me make it through the night. I don't care what's right or wrong, I won't try to understand. gone, and tomorrow's out of sight, and it's sad to be alone. Help me make it through the night. I don't care what's right. Help me make it through the night. I don't wanna be alone. Help me make it through the night. I don't wanna be alone. Help me make it through the night.
Well, okay, I guess that's sort of an ending. At least
beautiful,
it was a final.
Beautiful.
It was a
well
final
done.
Note. Yes, Sam, Sammy Kershaw did that originally. That I think that's kind of what I remember from days gone by. But anyway, I've got one here from Connie Smith. Does anybody remember Connie Smith? I remember Connie Stevens. I remember Connie Francis. Connie Smith? I didn't remember
doesn't
Connie Smith.
I don't know.
Okay, I'm not the only one. That feels better. Because I thought, oh my goodness, maybe everybody remembers Connie Smith, and I'm just the odd man down. But I guess I'm not. So, okay, that's all right. I can deal with that. Anyway, here's a cute song she did. Typical 60s. From her dress, she could have been early 60s or 50s, okay? And her hairstyle and everything could have been late 50s. So this is Tiny Blue Transistor Radio.
On the tiny blue transistor. Low.
Mine wasn't real tiny. It was about 4 or 5 inches by 3 inches, and it was tan. But it had a leather cover, so that was kind of cool. It had a handle on it.
Yeah, that sounds like mine. Not heard that song before.
Yeah, had a little pouch on the side for the earphones to fit in, so you could take it to school and not get caught. You didn't do that anyway, because everybody always got caught, so I wouldn't do that. I didn't want them to take my radio. But, yeah. I made the mistake of giving that transistor radio to my son when he was 10. Didn't last very long after that. I kept it for a long time.
Mine was stolen. Mine was stolen. I had gone to a carnival with a girlfriend, and I went up to the ticket box to get some tickets for the rides and all. I laid it down there and walked away and didn't think about it for a while, and then happened to think where I left it and went back. It wasn't there.
It was gone.
Lady
in
the booth says no, she hadn't seen it. So anyway, it was gone. I had it for a long time, though. Enjoyed it, but...
Well, I got it for my 12th birthday.
Yeah,
I
think
it.
I was 11 as well.
Yeah, and I had it clear until my son was 10, and I gave it to him, and it got creamed. And then my then husband did the same thing, gave his transit. He had a little black transit. He still had the box for it and everything. Good grief. Talk about anal retentive. Mm-hmm. But he gave that to him, and it didn't last either. Of course, I think that was on purpose, but, you know, mine was just from using it and carrying it and dropping it, and it just ended up somewhere. Nobody knew what happened, but it was gone. And I always regretted that. I should have kept that thing. I really should have kept it, but that's how it goes. That's okay. I was being generous. He wanted a little radio, and so I says, okay, you can have mine if you take care of it. Well, see, that was the catchphrase, take care of it. My son didn't know how to do that. He was a boy. He didn't know how to do that. So, oh, well, that's all right. Water under the bridge, it's long gone now. I mean, my son is 40 years old, so, hey, there you go with that one. I've got a cute song. And it made me say, well, I've got a dog. Maybe I should go get a puppy.
why not?
Yeah, Harry Nilsson, The Puppy Song. And John gave this to me this morning as well.
Dreams are nothing more than wishes, and a wish is just a dream you wish to come true. We
Well, okay, I can accept that. I want my dreams and my wishes
was in
to
the
come
movie.
True.
Excuse me, that song was in the movie with Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan, where she owned the small bookstore, and then he put in the very large bookstore around the corner.
Yeah, what was the name of that movie? I remember that movie. What was the name of it?
I can't remember the name of it.
Oh, well, knock yourself in the head and get moving here. Rattle things around, get it back on the shelves, you know.
That was a cute movie, though. It was a cute movie.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I think they did about 3 movies together, didn't they? Maybe more,
mm-hmm.
but I can only think that about 3, and that was one of them.
Yeah, they did.
And then there was
Sleepless in Seattle, too.
Yes, yes, Sleepless in Seattle. That was with the houseboat. And then they did You've Got Mail.
Yeah.
And I just remember the scene where she got a roaring head cold, was sitting on her bed amidst a huge mountain of used Kleenexes, and he walks in with some chicken soup. She was mortified.
Yeah, I recall that, yeah.
I don't blame her.
Yeah.
I would have been mortified, too. It's like, I take my time to look pretty for you all the time, and you got to walk in on me when I'm sicker than a dog with used Kleenexes all over the bed. Well, he didn't care, you know. He's a guy. It wasn't a big deal. But what was that was that one with the bookstores? What was the name of that?
I don't know. I'll have to look it up.
Oh, my goodness sakes. Anyway, it could have been part of the backstory on You've Got Mail. Another thing about You've Got Mail, I remember when they went to lunch at this little, like, luncheonette thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they were having an argument about whether a woman could really fake an orgasm enough that the man couldn't tell. So she showed him. She showed him there in the restaurant. And this I remember this older lady.
Oh, yeah, I recall that part.
The table behind him, and her mouth just dropped open, and her spoon dropped back onto her plate, and her eyes got real big.
And that was funny. I mean, she did a great job pretending.
Oh,
awesome
my God.
Job pretending.
And
wow.
When she was, yes, and when she had done that, that older lady turned to the waitress and said, I'll have whatever she's having.
Yeah, that was good.
Oh, priceless. Totally priceless.
Listen, and, I've got to tell you, this is awful. It's something. I got the weirdest phone call last night about 6:00, and I thought, my word, I get so many crazy phone calls anyway for spam calls and people
they
trying
got
to sell phones. This one actually did me in. This lady called me about 6:00, and she said, "Tell me," she says, "does your husband have an erectile
dysfunction
problem?" And I said, "Excuse me?"
Number one, I'm not got a husband, honey.
I don't know.
Two, I wouldn't tell you anyway.
And I said, well, you know, he's either in heaven or hell. He's not here, so you might want to call another number.
Or you could say, not when he's with me, honey. She probably dropped the phone.
But anyway, I cracked up laughing after getting that. I thought, well, that pretty much puts icing on the cake of all the calls I get.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, that's hilarious. Yeah, but you should have done that. Said, not when he's with me, but he's been in hell for a long time, so I don't know now.
God.
Oh heavens. I hope John's laughing.
That's crazy.
As if he's not. Okay. Now, you guys remember Richie Valens?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. He was the guy, one of the 3 guys that died in the plane crash on February 3rd in 1959. And I think it was 59. Anyway, with the Big Bopper and Buddy Holly. And he was only just starting to make a splash with his career. He was just starting. And this is one of his songs, but it's not him doing it. You don't get to hear Richie Valens. This is Los Lobos singing Donna. Recognize whether that voice was Richie Valens or not, because I haven't heard him in so long that I couldn't tell. So I did pull up Richie Valens singing Donna, and that's how I could hear the differences and know that this wasn't Richie Valens singing this. Otherwise, I couldn't have told. I haven't heard him in so long. It's like they don't play his songs anymore. That's just plain sad. It's just sad. Yeah, okay. Mm. That's enough of that. I liked his song La Bamba when he did that. That was cool. And for the time, it was pretty progressive, you know? Back before this, Jenny. Come on. I knew I'd gone too far. Now I gotta go find it. I am going to play some really moving music that John sent me this morning. So, Anne, untangle your legs. And anybody else who tends to want to move their feet around dancing or get up off their chair dancing or wiggle their hiney dancing, you got to untangle your legs. You got to make sure you don't have slippery socks on because we don't want no falling, okay? That's not allowed. But a whole lot of fun is allowed. And this is the Campbells doing Hillbilly Rock.
Hillbilly Rock, Hillbilly Roll, stand in line and away we go. A little bit of moonshine, a little bit of meat, to the Hillbilly Rock and Roll with me.
One, two, three, four.
Up on the mountain, way out of town, Saturday night and the folks gather round. Bring a little bottle, buddy, hold on tight. It's a hillbilly rock and roll night. Yeah! High Now you won't see Ma and Pa. Everybody's out in the yard. Somebody's calling out,
go, go cat, go!
It's Uncle Earl on his old banjo to the hillbilly rock, hillbilly roll. Stand in line and away we go. A little bit of moonshine, a little bit of meat to the hillbilly rock and roll. Rocking in his rocking chair. Grandma's pretty when she lets down her hair. The hair comes down, her dress goes up. She grabs the fiddle and she fiddles to the bop. To the hillbilly rock, hillbilly roll. Stand in line and away we go. A little bit of moonshine, a little bit of meat. To the hillbilly rock and roll. From Ma and Pa, Johnny B. Goode, it's his first guitar. To the hillbilly rock, hillbilly roll. Stand in line and away we go. A little bit of moonshine, a little bit of meat. To the hillbilly rock and roll with me. Hillbilly rock, hillbilly roll. Stand in line and away we go. A little bit of moonshine, a little bit of meat. To the hillbilly rock and roll with me. Hillbilly rock, hillbilly roll. Shine a little bit of meat to the hillbilly rock and roll with me.
Everybody sing yee-haw!
Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
yeah! Yee-haw! You betcha! You bet. I laughed. Squeeze that box and make it ring. I couldn't help it. I lost it immediately. So, okay. Now, did y'all yee-haw when they yee-hawed? Because they told you to. I hope you did.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it feels good, doesn't it? I love to yee-haw.
Oh, yeah.
It feels good. Of course, people around you look at you like you're crazy, but hey, you know, do it enough and they get used to it.
Heck yeah.
Oh, Lordy. So, okay, I'm trying to decide here. This is, oh, I know. I know it's not one that John sent me, but you know what? It's okay because it's good, and I just have to find it because it's all muddled up in here somewhere. Oh, okay, I know where it is. Good Lord Almighty, Jennifer. What the heck is wrong with your brain sometimes, child? Okay, here we go. Here we go. I'm getting there. Now, you don't need to run the shower and get the hot water going, okay? Because you want cold water. Yeah, you want cold water. This is a Steamroller Blues live in Memphis, March 20th, 1974. Be ready to rock and roll.
I'm a steamroller, baby. I'm about to roll over you. I'm a steamroller, baby. I'm about to roll over. I'm gonna jack your soul with some sweet rock and roll and shoot you for rhythm and blues.
I'm a cement mixer, the train and a burning fire. I'm a cement mixer, a churning urn, a burning pot. I'm a demolition derby, a hefty hunk of steaming joe.
Great song. That's one of his sexy songs.
Oh, steamroll me, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, honey, that's why Susan has to hit the showers every time she hears it. I don't know if Ann went to the showers or if she's just going to just tough it through and down
the end. Oh, gosh.
Oh, love it. Totally love it. All right. Now, you guys know the name Johnny Earl, right? Okay. I have a song here that John sent me this morning by Johnny Earl, and I like it. He's not trying to sound like Elvis or anything. He's just singing this song, and he is doing a good job. This is called Born to Rock.
Shake it just a little, just a little, yeah. I was born to rock. Oh,
Another couple of bars or something, but anyway, that one got you moving, didn't it?
Oh yeah,
got your blood pumping mm-hmm. and your heart screaming, and oh yeah, and your hands is up in the air and you're shaking your hair and going, ah! Well, maybe not. Okay, it was a pretty picture, but maybe not. Okay, time to slow down because you got to breathe sometime, right? Got to replenish your oxygen. So this is Sylvia. John sent this to me this morning, and it's her hit song, Nobody.
Nobody.
that hit a pretty good high space. That was pretty high on the charts when it hit. And it hit the country charts. When I was working at the radio station, we had it playing quite often. So it takes you just a minute to figure it out, you know? Just a minute. Not a long time, but just a minute. And when you do figure it out, well, you know, you want to say, hey, woman, accept it or walk. That's your choices. Don't try to change. Don't try to change the man you fell in love with. You fell in love with him the way he is. Don't be changing him. Okay? You accept it or you walk. That simple. It's not easy, but
very
simple.
True.
Not easy, but simple. Okay. I know, and I would always accept it. That's just how I think love should be. If you love that person and you accept them as they are, you will let them be themselves. And if that means two or three on the list, well, okay. That's how it is. I want to be up at the top, but I can't dictate that. I can only hope for it. So there you go. I want to be first on the list, but I'll share. I just don't want to know about it all the time. Anyway, it's better to know about it than to find out from somebody else. You know what I mean? It really is. Okay, I've got that song that I promised you guys. I heard that Vic Damone song for the first time this morning when John sent that to me, and I decided to do it. So I promised I would play it later. So here it is, When I Dream.
Bye.
When I dream, I dream of you. Maybe someday
well, there you go, guys. That's the song I promised you when I heard it this morning.
Very nice, Jenny.
Oh, thank
very
you,
nice.
Sweetheart. I just kind of felt compelled to do it. And it, like I say, it only took about 40 minutes from the time I started learning it until I recorded it. I only had to do two takes. So it was suited. It was suited
yeah,
for
me. Well.
That's kind of how you can tell. If it takes you take after take after take after take, well, sometimes that's what it does. But if it's really suited for you, it don't take that much. It doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a surprise, but I love it. It just, music is just, it's such a perfect way to express yourself. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter if you think you can sing or not. Do it anyway. As you go along, sing it, you're going to get better. You're going to get better. Now, you might not ever think that you're ready to go into the recording studio and cut an album, but that's okay. How many people are? You know what I mean? Just do it. Just sing, because it makes your heart feel good. It makes your heart feel good, and that's reason enough to do it. It really is. So I've got 4 minutes left, guys. I want to tell you thank you for being here with me today. Thank you for putting up with my singing, and I hope you enjoyed Elvis songs. You know,
I enjoyed all the music. Very good show. And too,
yeah.
Jenny, you have a wonderful evening tonight.
I think so. I'm going to watch some TV. I'm going to get out a good book. And, hey, I don't have to go to bed for anything because I don't have to get up in the morning. So being retired has its perks. You know what I mean?
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Because I can look at the clock and say, oh, man, it's 1 o'clock. How am I ever going to get up in the morning? And then I stop and think, you don't have to get up, Jenny. You don't have to go to work anymore. It's okay. So I don't have to worry about
well,
it.
Anyway, thanks for the show. I enjoyed it very much. And
oh, you're welcome,
thank
sweetheart.
John, for the
you're
music,
welcome
too. It's
so
wonderful.
Much. And, yes, most, all but I think three songs, 4 songs, counting both of my songs that I played, everything else was songs that John sent me, and I've only not played one of them that he sent me. And, of course, you know you're going to hear that Saturday, and that one is called My Mother's Eyes by John Longthorne. And it's a beautiful song, so it's going to get played probably first thing on Saturday. But that's the only one he sent me that I didn't play, and that's because I got a little bit selfish and played 2 of my own songs. But that's okay. What the hey, you know. It's not going to spoil. I'm not going to have to throw it out. I'm not going to have to take it outside and plant it before it goes to green gunky. It's okay. It'll keep until Saturday. So thank you, everybody in the chat, for joining me for the show today. I hope you all enjoyed it. You seemed like you were having fun, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Music is supposed to be fun. So if you had fun, I'm so, so glad. I'm so glad you had fun. Come back on Saturday because we will have more music, and it'll be more fun because we're going to have Elvis music plus a whole lot more. We mix it up. We even found the Roy Orbison song for today. So we are batting 10,000. Can you bat 10,000? I don't think you can bat 10,000. Anyway. We're doing good. You're doing good. Everybody have a great night. Get some rest. Have a wonderful Friday. I'm not sure what I'm doing tomorrow. I'm probably cleaning up the porch. but that'll be something accomplished. So I'm looking forward to it. You guys look forward to what you're doing. Love y'all. God bless. Stay well and stay safe. And come back on
You did the same thing. Good night.
Love y'all. Good night.
Love you.
We had a real good evening. Now all our friends are leaving, so we'll be alone. Wait till everybody has gone, then play just one more song. Whisper.